Explanation. On page 43 of Experience and Views, I stated that a cloud of glorious light covered the Father, and that his person could not be seen. I also stated that I saw the Father rise from the throne. The Father was enshrouded with a body of light and glory, so that his person could not be seen, yet I knew that it was the Father, and that from his person, emanated this light and glory. When I saw this body of light and glory rise from the throne, I knew that the Father moved, which was the cause of the body of light and glory rising, therefore said, I saw the Father rise. The glory, or excellency of his form, I never saw, no one could behold it, yet the body of light and glory that enshrouded his person, could be seen. I also stated that Satan appeared to be by the throne, trying to carry on the work of God. I will give another sentence from the same page. Then I turned to look at the company who were still bowed before the throne. Now, this praying company was in this mortal state, on the earth, yet represented to me as bowed before the throne. I never had the idea that these individuals were actually in the New Jerusalem. Neither did I ever think that any mortal could suppose that I thought that Satan was actually in the New Jerusalem. But did not John see the great red dragon in heaven? Certainly. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Here seems to be as good a chance for ridicule, as that which some have taken in my views. What a monster to be in heaven!